like to call the Town of Mountville Finance Committee meeting, special meeting in order. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just for the record, it's Monday, August 11th, 5:30.
All right, remarks from the public, any matters on the agenda? We only have one thing on the agenda, so. Remarks from the public, remarks to matters on the agenda. And one more time, remarks from the public related to matters on the agenda. Minutes, approval of the minutes from April 29th, 20, so move on. Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Hearing none. It's not on our agenda, but it should have been a roll call. And just for the record, let the record indicate that Counselor Jaskiewicz, Counselor May is in attendance, and Counselor Lathir is not present. Item 5A, motion to amend the remaining 2025 Finance Committee regular meeting dates to Monday, September 8th, November 10th, December 8th. Meetings begin at 5:30 and be held in room 203 or Thursdays. September 4th, September 8th, October 2nd, November 6th, and December 4th. Meetings begin at 5:30 p.m. and to be held in room 203.
Mr. Chairman, I support the OR Thursday meeting, September 4th, October 2nd, November 6th, December 4th.
All right, appreciate that. I would like to discuss, there's a couple things I'd like to confirm before we actually do this. The finance meeting has to happen in the last week of the month, all right? And it has to be prior to a town council meeting. So can we just take a second and confirm that with the calendars to make sure? What I would like not like to have is a finance meeting immediately prior on the same day as the town council meeting.
I'm with you, Mr. Chairman, that's.
So those are the first week of the month, all those dates, not the last week.
Right, because I think there was something else scheduled.
On Thursdays?
No.
Talking about Thursdays, we're talking about, yeah?
Well.
Yeah, let me just check.
That's a Thursday, it's not Monday.
Well, the first one is September 4th.
Yeah, so it's still.
Is that a Thursday?
That's a Thursday.
Council's on.
And it is before town council, town council meeting's on the 8th. So that'll work.
Yeah.
But it's not the last week, it's not the last month. We're basically gonna have one in like 2 weeks.
So many weeks.
Right. So we go to the next one, October 2nd.
That's a Thursday, right? And then the following, I don't know about that one. Following Monday would be.
And then the council meeting's not until October 13th.
Right.
Which is Columbus Day, so do you do it on Tuesday or do you?
Oh, Wednesday.
Wednesday, you always move to Wednesday, any holiday, okay?
So, and then November 6th, that's after elections, so that's probably, we should, see that one, this is where it gets interesting, see? We're gonna have a new town council by then. Right, because election day is the 4th.
Do they start right after, or do they start in January?
Well, the town councilors start at the next town council meeting.
Oh.
Which will be, I believe, the 10th.
Yes.
Right, so it's just kind of.
It would be January, right? I thought it was in January.
So, you know, we're. Being it's that short thing, but it needs to really go to the last week of the month. That's the way it's was really originally done. And that, but every one of these is the first week of the month. We're still before the town council. I'm just letting you know it's kind of, it's not what it was intended, okay? I'm sure they had a reason why. So, does everyone make sense?
Yes, there was some conflict with something.
Well, regardless, we didn't have conflicts to be on the Tuesday.
Right.
I mean, we've done it for, I don't know, 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the nature of the conflict on Tuesdays, we can't, they're removing it.
I have, it's a conflict with my schedule. It's also a conflict with, not every month, but the Tuesdays are the elderly housing meetings.
They hold their meetings?
On Tuesdays. Tuesdays.
Are we obligated by charter to have that? Or can we just do this now for the four meetings?
I think we do it for the three meetings. One, September, October, November. I'm not sure about December. Because we do all the new ones in, what, January?
Yeah, the schedule's submitted to the town clerk's office, so I think at the December meeting is when we would decide next year's schedule.
The next town council will have to take that up as where either put it back on Tuesday or whatever they want to do. I don't have any objection to this other than it's, we're doing the September meeting kind of, or the, we're doing the August meeting in the first week of September. You don't want to see that? We're technically not having an August meeting. You see my point? So we would probably need to schedule a special meeting in August to accommodate. Do you agree with that?
Well, it's
well, we're in the finance
it's,
right now, so but we don't have any act, we don't have any business other than this.
So it'd give us one more week, I could get more finalized year end numbers and have current year numbers as well.
Yeah.
Or just really pushing it a week out.
Well, just to let you know, just to let you know, the November 6th meeting is kind of a lame duck meeting.
Okay.
Because we,
there could be a change.
Yeah. I think our actual our actual thing for S Town Councilors ends on election day. So we cannot have a legal meeting November 6th.
Well, you always cancel it.
Well, we have to cancel it now because we can't have it.
You know what I mean?
So. We probably should have that the last week of October. You agree, Councilor?
There you go.
I mean,
and I want it to begin in October and I want it to end.
Yeah, because what we're doing is the September one is replacing the August one. The October 2nd, we're kind of replacing the September one. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then we need, so let's look at a date in October and we'll rewrite the.
Yeah, but with the election, why wouldn't we just fall into the normal meeting date? Because there's going to be a change, could be a change in the council. So just let this finance meeting in November fall the way it should.
So my question is, when do you assign what councilors are on which committees?
The first meeting.
First meeting.
Which,
November 10th.
November 6th with this committees still stand?
No, because we're effectively out of work on the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
As far as
the council meeting will be the 11th?
10th.
The 10th?
When is Veterans Day? Yeah, it's 11th, yeah. So go back to October. That's why I think we need to have an. What is there anything going on October 28th? That's a Tuesday. Can you check that? Do we have that ability?
What day is that?
October 28th.
It's a Tuesday.
Planning and zoning at 6. and finance we have normally at 6.
No elderly housing on?
Not on the 28th. At least not on the calendar right now.
And that's normally scheduled for the, that's normally scheduled for the finance, is that correct? So we don't have to make any modifications other than just noted here. Is there, does any, I'll just open up to the mayor and Julie, is there any problem with having that on October 28th at 5:30 p.m.?
So instead of the second, or?
No, no, so the second.
So number one, you change it to October 28th?
Right, because we won't, it's not a.
So I'm just curious, what sort of updates are you looking for within the same month? Because in terms of like finance reports, the information's gonna pretty much be the same.
Go ahead. Well, I mean.
It's not a month apart.
I know.
I don't have a problem with the 28th.
Well, it could be any action that the town has, at least have any financial stuff.
Okay.
So, you know, that's normally the thing, and then if there's anything that needs to go for the new town council on the 11th, gives us time to get that together, get you guys to get a resolution going for the new town council.
Okay.
So I think, you know, although there, as far as, you know, Munis or Tyler goes, yeah, it's not gonna be, but before we were doing them every month, 10 of them.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you would.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
And the only other thing to do is to have it say November 1st, but then that's right before the, right?
That's a Saturday.
I'm not sorry, November 3rd, before the election, but I think this room used to be taken up for the voting machine. So they had the voting machines sequestered in this room, so it's inaccessible in this room. Is that correct? You guys get involved with that at all? I think this room becomes, well, this is where the absentee ballots go. So what they do is all the absentee ballots are put away and they run them in this room by its own machine. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah.
So we can't do that, so we can't really do it before the election.
Okay.
So where are we?
I think October 28th at that.
October 28th is a good.
Instead of November 6th, October 28th?
Right.
I make a motion that we changed November 6th, 2025 to October 28th, 2025.
I agree. So let me just read this again. And then you would withdraw your motion.
Yes, I'll withdraw my motion.
Read this.
With the amendment. I'll make a motion with the amendment, the November date being October 28th instead of November 8th.
Yeah.
6.
Let me just read it for clarity. All right. Motion to amend the 2025 Finance Committee regular meeting dates to Mondays, September 8th. November 10th, 2025, December 8th, 2025, meetings to begin 5:30 p.m. and to be held in room 203, or Thursday, September 4th. So this is funny, they have two different dates. So which one are we gonna, we gotta pick which one we're gonna go with. Or read this. So they're actually having two options for a series of dates. You see that, Joe?
Yeah, September 8th and September 4th.
So do we feel comfortable with the Thursdays and just rolling with that?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll read that for the motion. Motion to amend the remaining 2025 Finance Committee regular meeting dates to
Thursday,
September 4th, 2025, October 2nd, 2025, October 28th, 2025, and December 4th, 2025. Meetings to be held at 5:30 p.m. and to be held in room 203.
So moved.
And just to clarify, October 28th is a Tuesday, not a Thursday.
Right.
That's okay. With me, it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good Yeah, it just gets.
Is that the regular meeting day anyway?
Right. Yeah. But we're changing the time.
Oh,
if
yeah.
We don't, it'll
yep.
be a special meeting. This way, we're avoiding having these special meetings. They'll be regular meetings. These will be the regular meeting days.
Okay.
So it's just for clarity. And And then the new town council can take it over in January if they wanna do it. All right, so we have a motion, it's been seconded, we discussed. Any other questions?
Nope, I don't have anything, Mr. Chairman.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's 2-0 in favor. And then I guess you'll make all the necessary stuff to the town clerk and update the calendar, right?
Okay.
Just double checking. Update from finance director?
Everything's status quo right now. We're still working on inputting revenues from fiscal year 25. We'll have a report for the September 4th meeting on what year end's looking like for that. Finishing up the audit still. Hopefully we'll have that by the end of August.
So they'll do that at the September meeting? Are they gonna come to the September meeting?
Most likely not, no, no.
And give us a report?
Yeah, come on.
Well, I don't even have it yet. They said they should.
We always have the audit to come and give a return.
Well, that's two different things, Joe. See, the audit'll be done, we'll get it, and then it'll come and brief us on it. Is that right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yes, all right, okay.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. But we usually, so if there's any issues, they will give Julie, the mayor, and you and me the discrepancies that they found any.
That's what we want, yes.
And then we have action to go back.
Right.
And say, this is what we're gonna do to resolve it. Then we would go to the town council.
So, okay.
And then, so.
So when they come to us,
Yeah.
you already know what's going on and.
As far as I know.
What we're gonna do for action and stuff like that.
But as far as I know, what Julie's told me and what auditors, there's no issues right now.
But that's what she's been saying, not finance.
Yeah, the only finding that we have is suspension and debarment language in relation to federal grants. We have to add that to our purchasing policy.
Which is just a note or a statement?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, kind of good. And then all the other audit we had for procedures, those, what Julie's told me, she correct me if I'm wrong, those new action items are being implemented, and we're using those now to make the process, internal processes better. Is that correct?
Yes, one thing.
On the policy and procedures.
Yeah, they're not all implemented right now, but the ones that we've been able to implement, we have.
Yeah, at our next meeting, I'd like to know which ones, especially the things.
Sure.
Maybe not tonight's town council meeting, but the next available, I'd like to know what, because I know we got the Tyler Venus new thing implemented, or the new module, and that's working with the process internal between the department heads.
Yeah, so that's installed. We are still waiting on Tyler for a date for full implementation. We emailed them today, and they're out of office until the 15th. So we're still waiting on that.
Friday, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be expecting an update on that then. What else you have?
That's all for now.
All right. Remarks from the public with a 2-minute limit? Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit? And then I'll go one more time, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the councilors?
No, I like the idea of the date change, Mr. Chairman, which we had talked about that, and I think that's the right thing to do. If I make it the same night as the council meeting, it could be wrong for some of the members that are there. So I think we've done the right thing.
And also to add to that, it doesn't give us enough time to go from the finance meeting to the town council meeting. We have the action item. And if we had any questions that we need to have for action items. So it makes it sitting some of the town council just more problematic. All right.
Make a motion adjourn for pictures.
Yeah, thank you.